I think it's going to be a really bad year this year, and the reason is that you never really had a very cold winter. Now, I know there was that stretch, that 10-day stretch in February, but for the most part, the temperatures never really got down below that minus 20 mark for more than 10 days. And what we've learned is that it really needs to be down there for about 30 days to affect any tick populations. So if you're not actually bringing down the tick populations, and then they have an opportunity to multiply, then the numbers are going to go up. Now, this has been a trend for quite some time, and I think in the last few years, we've actually seen the number of cases of tick sightings and captures go up almost exponentially. So, yeah, we all should really be prepared for that. Weather is sort of the baseline that you're working off of, because you have to realize that when ticks need to reproduce, they need to have meals, and the meals, of course, are animals and or humans. And so what ends up happening is if you don't have as cold of a winter, then you have an increased presence of animals. And that increased presence of animals is going to be allowing those ticks to have a better opportunity to feed and then to essentially reproduce. So really, weather is the baseline or the sort of nucleus of it all, and then everything follows through after that.
And let's talk about why it's so important to have this conversation because of tick bites.
So the reason that we want to be paying attention to ticks is because of the infections that you may end up getting from a tick bite. And one of the most important happens to be Lyme disease. Now, you've probably heard about this. It's caused by a bacterium known as Borrelia burgdorferi. You don't need to memorize that. There's no quiz at the end. But what you do need to know is that it can make you feel very ill for several weeks after you've had this. And then in some people, a very small percentage, it could persist on for a longer period of time. And instead of just the aches and pains and sort of flu-like conditions, it may lead to neurological joint pain and other types of issues that go on for an extended period of time. So it's really good not to really get a tick bite as a result. There are other diseases known as anaplasmosis, there's babesiosis, and they're caused by other types of parasites. And again, this is not something you really need to know. All you really want to learn is that it comes in the form of a black-legged tick or the deer tick. And what we've learned about Northern Ontario is that Kenora, Rainy River, and even the Fort Francis area have been considered risk area for this particular type of tick. If you happen to be in other areas, you probably are still going to see ticks. They're called dog or wood ticks, but they are not known for having these types of illnesses. So if you happen to see a tick, what you can do is essentially capture it, put it inside of a bag or something along those lines, and call the Northwestern Health Unit. They may tell you that where you found it is not a concern, and as a result of that, you may just want to dispose of it. However, if you happen to be in that Kenora, Rainy River, or Fort Francis area, then there is a good likelihood they may want to listen to you. They may want to look at the tick and see whether or not it has that Borrelia or any of the other pathogens. And the reason I say that even now is that we've already heard of the Lyme disease bacterium being found in Sudbury. I know that that's far away from where you are right now, but what that is suggesting is that we are going to start seeing ticks with this particular bacterium in it. So if you do see it and you are in those regions, best thing to do is to capture it and call the health unit. Oh, and by the way, if you happen to see it actually inside of you, in other words, it actually is burrowing inside of you, don't just try and pull it out. There are instructions on how to do that using tweezers, and there's a specific way of doing it. So you want to Google that first before you try and get it out of you.
And lastly, tips to keep safe.
If you're going to try and prevent ticks, there's one absolutely golden rule, and that happens to be to wear long clothing, all right? Because basically the ticks need to get onto your skin to be able to burrow into your skin to be able to have their meal. Now, if you can prevent that from happening by essentially having them on your clothes, well, then that's perfect. However, if I remember correctly, 35 degrees is not something where you want to be wearing long clothes. Now, another option happens to be the use of an insecticide known as DEET, D-E-E-T. I'm sure you've heard of it. It's used against mosquitoes. Well, higher concentrations, around 25% or higher, can also be used to help prevent ticks. So that's also another option. And what you'll see is in stores, you'll see tick repellents. that are specifically for that purpose. So that's another option. And one thing that I should also note is that if you happen to be in any kind of a wooded or grassy area, when you get home, do a tick check. It only takes a few seconds, and if you do happen to find it, that's when you can, you know, put it into the Ziploc bag and make that call to the unit. I think right now, people have to realize that enjoying your summer is one of the best things that you can do. But we all know now, especially in light of what we've just learned from this pandemic, that we want to do it safely. And while we're no longer going to have to be worrying about masks and social distancing and all of these things, we still want to be taking the precautions that we need to stay safe. And when it comes to ticks and Lyme disease and babesiosis and anaplasmosis, well, basically it is just making sure that tick doesn't get onto your skin or inside of you. That's the best way to stay safe.